Welcome to Grandpa's Tales of Terror. We already had a word from our sponsor. So let's start listening to Spore, a.k.a. Tale of a Fun Guy, The Colony. Now close your eyes and let your imagination carry you into a world of fear and horror. In the year 2030, the first ship left Earth to start the colony on Mars. Colony on Mars 1, or COM 1, was officially beginning. The first rocket series to leave was named Galaxy, the largest spacecraft ever designed for space travel. It had the ability to carry over 500 metric tons, but besides its massive payload of equipment and personnel, it was its design that was extraordinary. The ship itself, once landed on the surface of Mars, became part of the habitat that people would live in. The Galaxy was developed to be a one-way only rocket and once passed through the Mars atmosphere, with very little of the ship lost due to atmospheric friction, the ship would land horizontally, thus forming the first of many life-sustaining habitats for those who made the trip. The subsequent Galaxy rockets would leave within 6 months of each other and eventually would be connected together that people would call home. In 2036, when all the Galaxy rockets had been launched, landed, and joined together, a different rocket then came into play. These rockets, nicknamed the Mayflower, had limited equipment carrying abilities, but instead carried the people coming to Mars. However, they were reusable, being able to launch and land at least several times. Parts of the rocket were interchangeable in the event a new rocket had to be built or repaired. The Mayflowers were able to carry 50 people at one time, each rocket making the trip at least four times until the full complement of inhabitants had been transported. Approximately 1,400 people were on the planet's surface, made up of individuals from selected backgrounds. There were people who had been requested and those that had volunteered who met the stringent criteria for space travel and the necessary background. There were electricians, welders, and other specialty trades. There were engineers, biochemists, botanists, research scientists, doctors, and pilots, mechanics, geologists, miners, and younger couples who volunteered to procreate on the planet were also trained or cross-trained in professions needed to make a life on Mars. Radio and video communications played a vital part in life on Mars. Not only did it maintain a connection to Earth, but more, a lifeline link between there and home. A lot of people still depended upon contact with those at home to be able to keep that connection to mothers, fathers, and other family members, to hear what was still going on the planet they left. The communications operators also kept in touch with those working on the planet's surface, another lifeline in the event of something going wrong. The commander, Jonathan Stickler, of the installation, was its leader. He was excellent working under pressure, mentally tough, able to make decisions, some of them unpopular, for the success of COM 1, but also showed compassion, empathy, and strove to make sure morale was kept high for everyone. One day he received a call to come to the communications branch of the settlement. Entering the communications room, he was greeted by his title and asked how his day was going. He answered by saying that it was a good day and he hoped it was going to stay like that. Claudia Grenway, one of the communications specialists,
informed him that the last Mayflower ship had left Earth and that the special cargo was on board. Jonathan laughed and said that the message was received and thanked Claudia. As he left, another specialist asked Claudia what the special cargo was, with her answering that she was not allowed to say, that the cargo was very top secret. She then turned and resumed her duties, leaving the other specialist wondering what the cargo could be. The vaccinations started on April 4th, 2041, the same day the last Mayflower left for Mars. 06 at counter number 4.